Well, this sort of is my field.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All of this arcane stuff that nobody else is interested in.
Okay. Well, let me see. If let's get back to Augusta.
Okay.
If you went to the store here in Augusta and you bought a bunch of groceries or you bought some fruit or something like that, what would they put it in?
I think now I use the term grocery bag. Mm-hmm. A great deal, but I'm not sure. But I do think that we refer to those as sacks when I was younger.
But now you use grocery bag or bag.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when you were a kid, it was always
a sack. Well, it sounds more dignified, you know, that it used to be that you could go down to the grocery store and get 5 sacks of groceries for $4, you know. Now, I mean, that since it costs about $40 to get a single sack, you want to dignify it by calling it a bag.
Okay. Well, what are those bags usually made out of?
Paper.
Paper, okay. Mm-hmm. What about one that's made out of rough cloth? What would you call that?
Several things. Burlap bag, you're talking about burlap?
Yeah.
Or a gunny sack.
Or a gunny sack. Mm-hmm. You got a burlap bag and a gunny sack. Mm-hmm. Any other kinds?
Well, there was, of course, always the flour sacks.
Flour sacks.
But then it wasn't rough cloth, you know, that all.
That was a little bit smoother kind of cloth.
This is what the Harrisburgers made their clothes out of.
Yeah, okay. Okay. What about, getting back to amounts, large quantities. If you have an amount of wood that you can carry in your arm at one time, what do you call that?
An arm load.
Just an arm load. Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you're talking about something like corn? A large quantity of corn that you could maybe carry at one time. You probably have no term for that at all, do you?
I don't think so, huh?
Yeah.
I'd be interested in knowing some terms.
Well, they're various. It depends on the part of the country you're from, mm-hmm. You know. But a turn of corn. You ever hear that phrase? A turn of corn,
mm-mm.
Or a turn of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard anybody use that? Or a change.
No.
Or a jag.
No.
Yeah? Okay. Those are from all over. Of course, you could call it a load. You know,
mm-hmm.
that would be different. Okay, well, let me see. If a light burns out in an electric lamp like this one here, you have to do what? Put in a new what?
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Okay.
There was a Swedish woman. I think she's her language was Germanic. Then we always thought that she was Swedish. I don't know where she was actually from, but. She worked at the drugstore up there, when the hangout for all the kids used to be the drugstore, and she would refer to light bulbs and flash bulbs.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting. Uh-huh. Yeah, she made that kind of, that, mm-hmm. Yeah. What about when you carry washing out, hang it up, what do women you normally carry washing out in?
Hamper.
In a hamper,
mm-hmm. Or a clothes basket. It all depends.
I think that
Julia would carry her clothes out in a clothes basket,
mm-hmm.
and Mother would in a hamper.
Mm-hmm.
However, I personally, and I don't know whether mm-hmm. this is means anything or not, other than just my own idiolect, that I always thought that which you take the clothes out. To pin up to dry would be a clothes basket, while that which you put the dirty clothes in before mm-hmm. it's washed would be the clothes